Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And I'm very grateful to be with you on this 20th day of August 2023. We're going to continue with yesterday's program from our dear friend back in Colorado. He emailed me yesterday and told me how much he appreciated the answers. And that never happens, ever. Usually I never hear from people after they've asked me a question. So that was inspiring, to say the least. That, and it did help him. So let's go on with the others. The next one: how do I give up control over what I think other people are thinking of me? What anyone thinks of me is none of my business. That's up to them. And that's on them. That's develops their karma, their troubled life. And if they think negatively of me, that's one more thing that they have to misunderstand for the rest of their life. And if they think something positive of me, that's another problem all into itself, because it's an assumption and a presumption that has nothing to do with me. It has to do with how they view me. I have four noble truths, and I joke around with my my audiences and my my students with it. One of them is, no good deed goes unpunished. So no matter what you do, no matter what you do, what leads to my second one, nobody likes you anyway, which I did a whole TV series on. Nobody likes you anyway. No matter what you do, it's going to turn one way or the other in people's minds. The only reason anyone likes us in the first place is because we're doing something that they think benefits them. That's it. Bottom line. Even in their love, they love you because you did something that pleasured them, or did something that would have something to do with a convenience that you offered them, or you confirmed a favorite idea that they might have, that they're just, you know, sentimental about. The whole idea of what other people think of us really is none of my business, nor any of my care. I don't. If I am misunderstood, and I have been for years by many people, then that's just the way it is for them. That's where they are. I can't change that, and I don't even want to. We get our own. So the way to look at this is, be kind, be polite, be forthgiving. That's all. Do the things that are just basic in human relationships, which is be thoughtful, be kind, do what you can to help another person. In fact, go out of your way if you can to help another person. And don't let these things bother you, what people think of you, whether you were right in helping someone or you were wrong in helping someone. Don't get into the minutiae of all of that. Just don't care. Everybody has an opinion of you. And usually that opinion is based on the presumption of their own self-esteem and how it's being threatened. And if that is the case, then they're not going to like you. If you are adding to their self-esteem, then they think they like you. So if you get into that crazy minutiae, you're going to find yourself inept in your own life, and you'll never be your own self, your authentic self. Now, this does not give you the carte blanche, shall we say, ability to hurt other people. Don't defend yourself. Just be yourself. Don't start wars and rumors of wars inside you. Just be yourself. If they can accept that, if they can love you for that, then that's great. Now, sometimes people are going to point out things to us that we didn't know we were doing. We know not what we do. I think that about sums up our lifetime. We know not what we do. So with all of that and the opinions that we have that we cling to and think are the, shall we say, the most important thing in our life is our opinion about another person, the holy grail of our ego, then there's going to be trouble. There's going to be problems. There's going to be difficulties. Don't get into that. Get into forgiveness. Always realize people are doing what they're doing based on their chemicals in their body, their estrogen, their testosterone, you know, the whole deal with the dopamine. And you know all of this. You've heard this before. Your body is going to react the way your body's going to react. And if you allow that reaction to be ugly, if you make it something ugly, if you make it something difficult, then you're going to have real problems. The object of the game is to understand the nature of your heart. And if you understand the nature of your heart and you always work from the authentic heart, that's the nature of your heart, then you will always be doing things that, well, could be of tremendous help to another person and could be a tremendous help in your own karma. That's the key. It's the karma that you want to stay with. You don't want to get involved in the whole craziness of trying to avenge yourself from other people's opinions of you. So nobody likes you anyway, really, no matter what you do. They're either envious or jealous, or they resent you for it. No good deed in this world ever goes unpunished. And anyone can take anything that is kind and loving that someone has done for the higher good, let's say, and turn it into something that is selfish and ugly. And I have watched it with friends. I have watched it, and you have too, in the world, in the way people act and react with one another. Well, I have my rights, you know, it's my right to do this, blah, blah, blah. All that kind of craziness. If you get involved in that, you're going to miss your entire life. The next question he asks, which is very, very good. How do I forgive myself? You know, how a person lives with themselves is a very important thing. And most people don't know how to live with themselves, much less listen to what is going on within them. So they don't really hear what is going on within their authentic heart. If you really want to forgive yourself, you must practice always forgiving others, because no one is before you that is not within you in some way or another. And the resentment and the hostility that you may have, the jealousy, the pride, the vanity, the feeling of being wronged in some way, it's all ridiculous. It's something that we just are so blinded by our vengeance and our pride that we just don't see what it is that we're really doing to others as well as ourselves when we don't forgive ourselves. Forgiving yourself simply means I see where I'm working from. I see what is impulsing me. I realize the depth of my anger. I realize the depth of my misunderstanding. I realize I know not what I do. That is the very essence of it all. And if you are willing to live in such a manner, then goodness and mercy will follow you all throughout your life. And you will find that your vengeance and your pride are not necessary, that your anger and your hostility is misdirected, and that it doesn't bring about peace and understanding within yourself. These are the things that are most important. It is to let love truly live you. That's really what it's all about. So when you let love live you, you let life live you. And when you let life live you, you will find forgiveness, not only for others, but for yourself. And everything that we do to others, in the end, basically we do to ourselves. And it becomes my karma. It becomes my lifestyle. It becomes what I need to overcome, as it were. And if I have helped you with that, then I am honored. I really am, because that's a biggie. Thank you for your questions, and thank you for your kindness. I was very, very moved by your email yesterday, and I want to thank you. Well, that's it for the week. I'll be back on the air next week, and I hope you'll join me. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.